I got a text! Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing and doing fine. So I'm going to talk about an individual that I don't talk about at all in the moment, or if I do, it's just briefly. I'm just making this all about Charlie's little brother, Zach. And what I think about it, as I've said, the comments about him being like, you're not going, you're not completely being honest with Kata. Zach, you're not off the shit list, as the girls would say. And I've only been like, oh, Zach, if you're by, that's fine. But I haven't really talked specifically about Kata and Zach, especially Kata and Zach after they had sex in the hideaway. And sex is a very intimate thing, especially for a girl, a woman. It's an emotional attachment, and it's harder afterwards to separate from that person after sex. Remember, Kata was like, he's still in the doghouse, but in bed that night, she was still kissing him, and then maybe they were having sex or doing something in the covers. So I want to talk about some problematic red flags, as it is, because Zach was asking, what are my red flags? So that is where we are now. Plus, there's something that triggered me in a bad way, that not like, oh, I hyperventilated or something, that made me go, about my ex. So let's get to this. Zach, after having sex, being like, I want to explore other people, right after that, A, read the room, B, is the only thing you want from Kata, sex? Because I felt that with, like, dating guys and stuff like that, the only thing they want was, like, sex, and if that was given to them, they were, after that, it was, like, goodbye. Or if it wasn't given, at some point it was goodbye anyway, just from personal experience and from talking to friends. So that, and after that, he has been like, not, Kata is his type, but I feel like he only wanted to have sex with her. Also with Zach, I've heard it. We all heard it. This has happened to me before as well, where a guy says, I love you, multiple times, and then you're like, so you said you love me? And then they're like, it's just a joke. So, Zach, why are you love bombing Kata? And I talked to my therapist about this, and yes, it is love bombing. For anyone that's like, because why are you telling her you love her when you don't actually love her? And then you're saying, it was just a joke. A, how is that supposed to make someone feel? Like, you saying you love her and then, like, taking it back and being like, it's a joke. Like, that's not a good feeling. That's very bad, and it doesn't, no, you making people feel a certain way. Like, this is why I'm like, I want Kata to find someone that is in love with her and that's obsessed with her, and not just wanting to have sex with her. And want in general for Kata, you know, she's a beautiful girl. She's there for her friends. And I feel like Zach, he's a little bit like, he's more into Bryce. I'm not, from what I'm seeing, that he is to Kata. And that's fine if he's bi. But like, be transparent with it. Be transparent with it, because I'm just feeling bad over and over and over again. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about Melanie. I love her growth. I like Melanie. She's a good friend to Anaya and all the other girls, giving great advice. I want you to take, I know it's hard because I give good advice too, but I can't take it. I want you to take your advice to Melanie. To Syracuse playing in your face, I see that, like, once you lashed out on him and you ate and, like, gave him what he deserved, and he coupled up with you even though he was trying to touch you and stuff like that, you were like, why did I take this asshole back? And then you continuing to yell at him, he deserves it. But I want to know, Melanie, like, what is, because from what I know you guys haven't been sexually intimate, because like I said, sex changes everything. It blinds you a lot because you are intimate with each other. I want to know what specifically, other than like what I've heard is, Insincere is very charming. Insincere knows ways to get you, to make you be like, okay, all right, yeah, he's very manipulative to the point that he'll get another chance. I just hope, like, with movie night and then after show, you see, you deserve better. And I know you feel like you deserve better. And this is what I want for you, Anaya. Carl's back. We voted Carl back. Get together with him. Explore him. Forget Casey. I swear, you deserve that. You deserve that, Anaya. You do. So this started off with, like, me talking about Zach and how I feel like Zach doesn't really like Kata that much. And then, like I said, I feel like the only thing... See, I feel like the only thing Zach, and I hate saying this because this is just how I'm feeling, likes about Kata is how she looks. I don't think he actually likes Kata. I just think the other stuff he just says just to say it, and then he's just like, oh, I can have sex with her. I feel like Zach is using Kata like an object, like, oh, she's something, she is somewhere I can just have sex with. And I don't think that's fair on Kata. See, I brought it back. And that's very, like, tough on me personally, like, as a woman, because I see it, I feel it, I sense it in a lot of the comments that he says. Like, he joked about seeing other girls right after they had sex. He literally said, I love you, to her, and then it was like, it's a joke. It's not funny. And I remember her saying, that's not funny. Like, I don't think it's fair to Kata. But at the same time, because Kata's, like, showing her loyalty, towards him and how she's trying to make it work. But I want Kato to know you do deserve better, and there's better guys out there that won't treat you as an object, won't be like automatically be like after you had sex, be like, oh, would you be mad if I explored other people? This is giving me, with all these three guys, like all the guys in the villa, except for Bryce, it's giving me and the cast of boys and Caleb, it's giving me, they're not that into you. They just want to have sex with you. Like Casey, being disrespectful and calling Anaya grandma because she won't have sex with him. Like this is the most realistic Love Island USA season that I ever saw. In the way, and I'm not saying all the other seasons were fake. I'm not saying that. What I mean by that is, you see men that I love that we don't see that often, and there's a small percentage of them, like Carl, who treats you amazingly, and like Caleb, that treat you amazingly. That's the guy you want. That's the guy you want to marry. He treats you with respect. He's not pushing you. He's not pressuring you. He'll let you take your time, all your insecurities. He reassures you. He's there with you. He'll take every step of the time. And then you have your KCs. Okay? You have your KCs who have a mask, okay? And once I finish this big paragraph of how this is similar to real life and dating, that's the end of the podcast. And how the pretend nice guy, he acts like he cares, he does this, that, and the other, he goes, and you mess up one time, and he always brings that up. Every fight, every argument, every disagreement, he brings that up. AKA Casey and the stinking door. And he shows his true color at some point. You either clock it or you don't. It takes you a while to ignore it. Once it's over, you realize that he was a terrible guy. I've been with guys like, and dated guys like KC. They present themselves as one way, and then it turns out they're completely the opposite. And behind your back, they've been calling you this, that, and the other. And disrespecting you very badly. And then you have someone like Insincere. Okay? He's a charmer. He tells you everything you want to hear. He love bombs you. I know an Insincere too. I've dated one too. The difference is, on Love Island, you see that we, the audience, and then Melanie has heard it from the cast of boys, that he says the same thing to multiple people, and he's cheating on you with multiple girls. Okay? And then you have ChatGPT, who just wants to fuck you. That's all he wants. You're beautiful. You have a great personality. But again, I know, like, either dated or was in a race relationship, or guys that thought I was attractive, or where it's like, I'm attracted and I want to go out with you. I've, like I said, all these guys I've encountered. and all they want is to have sex with you. They could say, like, oh, you have a great personality, which you do, right? But all they want is to have sex with you. And when you say no to them, I just want to be friends with them, they're like, oh, you want to be friends with benefits? That's what I mean. Like, this season is very real life based. You have the actual nice guy, the marriage, the one that you want to marry. You have the fuck boy. You have the guy who plays games. You have all of that, which is how real life is. The difference is between Love Island USA as someone that's watching it, like a fan, and being on Love Island. Being on Love Island, especially this season, I'm gonna say, with all these different kinds of guys being shown that are in the real world, is like you in the real world. You have all these real men. Some of them will show you off the bat you shouldn't date them. Stay away, red flag. Some of them, and this is the low percentage of both sides. Some of them will show you that they're bad right away. Red flag. Some of them, this is also the other opposite of the spectrum, will show you they're a nice guy and they're actually a nice guy. Nothing bad about them at all. This is the person that you should be dating. And then we have the big percentage is the two-faced guys that they act like they're all good. You are vulnerable with them. You tell them all your insecurities, what you're struggling with, everything. You open your heart, your mind, your body even, to them. And they take advantage of it. They manipulate you with it. Or if you're like, I'm not ready, they make you change your mind. They mess up your self-worth, or they build up your self-worth and to later tear it down, etc., etc. And you learn after therapy or after a while after the relationship, you're like, I was in a terrible relationship. And it's either if you tell your friends everything, they're like, yeah, we were trying to help you out. Or if you didn't, they're like, oh, yeah. Okay, so this makes sense why he was being really good and lovey-dovey, and then randomly he was like an asshole. Love Island this season is the real dating world. And seeing it play out, you could think of some of your exes or current partners right now and see how you can like change it. But like I'm saying right now, is I feel like Love Island is a great love reality TV show because it shows you how men are, how women are, how people are in general in relationships. And it helps you if you don't go to therapy, at least watch the episodes and see this is what they men actually are. And they flip in a flip of a button. And just be careful with your heart. And I remember, last point, someone told me a really good way to test the attention of anyone is to, if they ask you to have sex with them, say no. And if their reaction is like KC, which is call your grandma to your face or behind your back, or say why aren't you? You're blah, blah, blah age, right?
Why not? It's not a big deal. Makes you feel bad about yourself for saying no. He's not the guy for you. Because the guy for you would expect respect that boundary and be like, okay. And here's what makes them even more of a better guy is if after you set that boundary, they don't ask for it again. Okay? They don't ask for it. They don't think, oh, it's her birthday. Maybe she'll do it then. Oh, it's Christmas. Maybe she'll do it then. Oh, it's New Year's. She'll do it again. Maybe she'll do it now. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Maybe she'll do it. Oh, it's our anniversary. Maybe she'll do it. These tests will show how, if this person's a good guy or not. Dating is hard. And Love Island has shown this many times, especially this season. And how people act and what they actually really want. And I feel like everybody this season has shown what they want, especially the men. And they've showed us all the types of men out there. The good ones, the bad ones, the one that hides, and the tactics that they use. And this is why I don't agree with Amor that she's like, oh, insincere is a people pleaser. No, honey, he's not a people pleaser. He's a liar. He's a manipulator. He knows when it came to Melanie. Why he came back to Melanie is he wants to show Melanie. This is how good he is. He wants to show Melanie, yes, you're my number one. Yes, I had my fun, but I'll come back to you. What that means is he'll come back to you. But next week, when he's out with the boys, he's going to cheat on you with another girl at the club. It's going to be a one-night thing. One-night thing. But he'll come back to you. But he'll come back to you and constantly cheat on you. We all know those people. Or have dated those people, or friends dated those people, or parents have been with those people, right? They come back home and pretend that they've been faithful, but they went to the bar and said they were with their friend Jimmy. They weren't with their friend Jimmy. They were cheating on you with some other girl. They said they're on a work trip. No, they're not. You remember the CEOs that were caught at the Coldplay concert cheating on their spouses? Exactly. That's sincere. He's not a people pleaser. He's a guy, he is a serial cheater. He knows how to get women, and Amara said that he's very smooth. He knows how to get women to like him. He knows what to do to keep them. Even if he gets caught cheating or whatever, he knows what to do. He's not a people pleaser. A people pleaser is someone, because I am one, that you have an argument, you are feeling like you're hurt by like what they said to you, but instead of bringing that up, you ignore it. You don't want to go somewhere, for example. You said, oh, I don't want to go, and they're like, why, and they ask, and you're like, fine, I'll go. That's a people pleaser. Sincere has not shown me at all any people pleasing tendencies. Of how he has been like, oh, you're right. Oh, the only thing he has is when he knows he's done something wrong, and there's footage, especially when Ariana Mannix said, yeah, the girl saw all the footage of the heart return. Yeah, you're right. That's not to people please. I don't think
insincere will ever change. I just think he's trying to find a way for him to not get in trouble for all his sins, because he doesn't tell the complete truth. He hides some of the truth. And he doesn't think he's gonna get caught when he does. Well, yeah. To conclude, this season of Love Island is like a way for all of us to be like, oh, we've dated someone like this, or we are dating someone like this, and look into your romantic relationships to see if they're healthy or not. And just because two people are in a marriage doesn't mean it's healthy. Which is where I'm going back to last thing with Kaida. Just because someone has parents that are together doesn't mean that it's healthy. There's some toxic couples out there that stay together for their children. They're messing up their children because their children are growing up in toxic environments. And it would have been better if their parents were divorced. So for me personally, when the conversation of are your parents together or not, and someone says their parents are together, is it a healthy relationship? Is it a non-healthy relationship? Because there's two differences. How was your life growing up? Was it chaos, toxic fighting, or was it not? Or was it calm? Because if they're together and it was healthy, then you grew up in a good childhood. If it was toxic, then it would have been better if your parents divorced. And that's all I have for you guys today. I'm about to watch the next episode of Love Island. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.